and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Here we are, Thursday morning. Still a little bit chilly out there as you get your day started, so you might want to bundle up.
A little bit. Yeah.
So we kind of bundled up this morning in the studio.
Just a tad bit. Just a light jacket and a t-shirt. Nothing too fancy, too big.
We mentioned yesterday morning that we kind of were going to have a big television commercial shoot.
Yeah.
With our friends from KJNB. They were going to come in and shoot a television commercial that was going to air, and it will air, during football. Like, you're thinking about football on the big networks, right? Who's not watching the NFL right now?
Oh my goodness.
So there's a little bit of pressure, you know, when all these people, like the biggest ratings in television, are going to be for the football games and all of that. And we're going to be right there in the middle of it. And, I don't know that I'm happy with what I chose to wear.
Why?
Because, you snapped some behind-the-scenes footage, and I hated it.
Are you being serious? You hated it? Why?
Because I hated it.
Why'd you hate it?
Because I hated it, David.
That's not a good excuse.
I didn't like the look. Because I think if I'm not posing, I don't think I like myself. So basically, I think I need to go through life like
posing.
Almost like a statue. Where I just have a smile on my face and I always have the right position and nobody ever gets to the side or behind me. Because I had that thing. She was getting these candid shots.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, some women are like, oh, the candid shots are my favorite. I love those because it's real. I'm like, I hate myself in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. David didn't take very flattering pictures of me either.
Oh, come on. It's behind the scenes, man. What do you want?
All right.
Behind, all right.
Yeah. No joke.
Oh, geez.
So you may tell you, because I went through, we did a big scroll fest, me and my wife at lunch. I'm like, look at this. Look at this. And you know what her comment was? It wasn't about you. And it wasn't about me.
Well, what was it?
She said, what's up with David's hair in the back? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, it's kind of swooping. And I said, that's his cowlick.
Cowlick.
And she said, it kind of looks like a tropical storm.
Like a hurricane?
Here I am, the guy that can't even grow hair in the back, so it doesn't even really matter.
There's nothing I can do with this cowlick, dude. I have tried everything imaginable.
That's what's so funny about him, because you can't control that whatsoever.
And your wife insulted me.
She didn't insult you on purpose. Well, she didn't mean for me to tell you.
I will say that there's nothing like company coming to make us clean our room.
Yeah, the studio, man. I even got a compliment. Mitch Mahan sent me a text like, dude, thanks for cleaning up the room.
We cleaned hard for like an hour.
Yeah, it looks awesome in here today.
Yeah, it does.
It's like a brand new room.
So if you'd like to come by the studio, today is the day.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, that's so therapeutic, though. Like, I hate like building myself up to clean, but once you do it, it's so nice.
Well, I was taking video of y'all cleaning because I seldom see men clean.
It was so weird. When I got back, I walked back in here at like 2 o'clock yesterday, right? David was still cleaning. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm cleaning out this keyboard. Like, he was deep cleaning everything.
But it's so nice. Once you kind of get into that groove, you're like, man, I want to keep cleaning. What else can I clean in here? So
y'all can come over to my house today.
It's pretty nice, right?
Yeah, it is.
We're excited about that. We'll get you caught up on what's trending coming up here in just a few.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today's Thursday, October the 18th of 2018, and A-State football is back tonight. Now, the Red Wolves take on Georgia State, and that kicks off at 6:30 tonight at Centennial Bank Stadium. You can get tickets at astateredwolves.com/tickets or at the box office.
The Mega Millions jackpot is closing in on a record. $900 million is up for grabs in tomorrow night's drawing. It's the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history.
And health officials in Arkansas say rare illness that's been compared to polio may have reached the state. 127 people in the U.S. have been hit with symptoms of acute flaccid myelitis, which attacks the spinal cord and nervous system and causes weakness or temporary paralysis in the arms and legs.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, one of the things I love about waking up early in the morning and talking to people is sometimes people are just like ready to help us. Like if we have questions early in the morning, it seems like somebody's there with an answer.
Yeah, and I love it. I love that too. Yeah, I need a lot of help this morning, as you can tell.
Don't you love days like that?
Man. All right, here we go.
Okay, so we start off, and we mentioned we did a commercial shoot for KJNB, and then, so I was letting my wife see what I look like in the photos, candid photos, and I hated them. And she is like, oh, you look cute. Of course she's going to say I look cute, right? But the one thing she brought up was the fact that David's hair was kind of doing this cowlick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like, as she described it, a tropical storm, like coming up the map, like whoosh. Imagine that, whoosh.
Imagine a cow tongue going around in a circle on the back of David's
That's
head.
That's disgusting.
Whoosh. So it's all swirled around. And we were thinking there's really nothing you can do about that, right?
Yeah.
But then we have Jessica, who's called us, and she goes to the cosmetology school in Mark Tree. And David, I believe I have somebody on the phones who can help you.
Really?
With your cowlick.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and go to the phones?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Jessica, what were you saying?
Tell David that he can train that cowlick.
Oh, he can?
Yes, he can.
How do you train a cowlick?
So he would have to have his hair wet, and he'd have to let it grow out just a little bit to do it. But he could take bobby pins and pin it down in the direction that he wants it to grow. And after so long, it will start growing in that direction.
We almost need you to see what this looks like, because my wife really described it like a tropical storm. It was swooping around the back of his head.
I can't help it.
I have seen some that are really bad. My son actually has one at the bottom of his hairline, and it does that. And so whenever I first started, I was like, I can't stand this. Because whenever I try to cut his hair, it just sticks in the other direction.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Whenever his hair is longer, it'll lay flat. But whenever I cut it, it just sticks everywhere. So I'm like, I can't stand this. And that's what our instructor told us.
So if we brought him down there to Mark Tree, you guys could take a look at him.
Yeah.
This isn't a doctor's appointment, okay?
Yeah. And most of us, well, all of us, should graduate on December 14th. So see, we're almost done. We're almost professionals. So You can just come let us look at it.
There you go.
Y'all are like me, almost a professional.
Almost.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So last month, Forbes came out with this list of the 100 highest paid entertainers. Well, they took that list and they made a new survey, and they took the names from that list and decided to separate it into the really liked celebrities and the not so liked celebrities.
All right.
Because just because you're famous doesn't mean everyone likes you,
sure.
Right? So they asked over 6,000 people to tell them what they thought of each celebrity, and they had to rank them based on their opinion of favorable, unfavorable, or neither. So the top five most favorable people, according to this, top five: Adam Sandler, Paul McCartney, Will Smith, Jackie Chan, and at number one, The Rock.
Man, can't go wrong with picking The Rock number one.
Yeah, but this is funny too. The bottom five least favorable: Howard Stern, Kylie Jenner, Rush Limbaugh, Kris Jenner, and the number one least favored, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, poor Kim K.
Poor Kim.
I still like her. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Hey, got you guys up on Ariana Grande. There is a lot of talk about her and the breakup with Pete Davidson. So she did a performance the other night for NBC for the musical Wicked. And they noticed that she covered up her Pete Davidson tattoo with the Band-Aid.
Oh, she must have scratched herself or something.
Yeah.
So that's a big topic, though, because they got all these matching tattoos. Remember? We were like, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. They're kind of rushing into this. They said that Pete Davidson was spotted, though, and he's not covering up his AG tattoo on his finger.
Mm.
But people are saying they saw him outside of his family's home, and the quote was, he looked disheveled. I'm like, dude. He looked disheveled all the time to me. Like, there's nothing different about Pete Davidson and the way he looks today as opposed to 4 weeks ago.
Well, we got you gossip on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin maybe buying Demi Lovato's home. You know, Demi had the overdose back in July, but she put the home she actually had the overdose in on the market last month for right around $9.5 million. 5,500 square feet, 4 bedroom, 5 bathrooms, yada, 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 and it's in L.A. But yesterday, we have been told Justin and Haley both were walking around the home to maybe potentially want to buy that house. Very interesting stuff.
If we wanted to buy a $9 million home in the city of Jonesboro, could we do that?
As long as everyone in the city of Jonesboro would go in with us.
But I'm just wondering if there's a home that's valued at $9 million.
Let's call Eric Birch. I got to know that now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think the maximum value is?
I have no idea.
There's got to be
$3 million?
$3 or $4, maybe even $5. But man, $9 million? That's a lot.
You think there's a $5 million home?
I want to go find it. Is that because
invite us over, please?
We wouldn't be allowed near it.
Wait, can I drive by and just see it?
I don't know, man. There might be gates.
Yeah, probably.
You just hop a gate, dude.
You can't hop a gate.
Hop a gate.
I can hop a gate.
You're wearing a pink shirt.
What does that have to
You're
do with
You're
wearing
a pink do-rag.
Yeah.
Shut up, both of you. Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Got to host basketball last night for Arkansas State, myself and Coach Bilotto. Posted quite a few photos of that on my Instagram if you want to check it out, Brandon on KFIN. But the excitement with A-State continues tonight.
We have Arkansas State football tonight. We're taking on Georgia State at Centennial Bank Stadium. Kickoff is set for 6:30 with sunshine and a high near 60.
Hey,
that
yes.
is perfect football weather. Come on now.
Wolves up, David.
Get your wolves up. Ho!
Well, thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you Food Truck Fest 2018 is happening on Saturday. We put up a list of like some of the items that you can go and sample and grab from these food trucks because they're going to be all lined up at the Shop Local Park by Gamble Home. And man, some of the stuff that they're listing as items they're going to be selling is crazy.
Yeah, like street tacos and the Cajun food, red beans and rice, Creole rice and gravy, loaded up tater tots, some barbecue egg rolls, smoked chicken wings.
How about this? Deep fried Oreos.
Oh. And the strawberry nachos too.
What?
I got to figure that out.
It's something with strawberries and like a bunch of sweet stuff. I don't know 100% sure yet, but I want to go try it out right now.
I heard it's kind of like, a, you know, sopapillas, how you can get those and the sopapilla and they have like the cinnamon and stuff, but strawberries over the top of that.
Mm.
All sounds good. Food Truck Fest 2018. It's happening on Saturday at Shop Local Park, which is right by Gamble Home in the Farville Curve. 10 to 5. We posted that on our Facebook page if you want to find out more about it. And we'll see you out there.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so right around 2 weeks ago, one of the most wanted drug traffickers in Spain was in the news because he came out of hiding. Dude's been in hiding. His name is Francisco. But he's been in hiding for about 2 years now. But he came out to do a cameo in some kind of like weird, lame rap music video.
Was it Big Perm?
It was not. It was not Big Perm. But now he's kind of regretting that decision because police have seen it and they thought of it as the guy taunting them. So they poured all of their efforts into this footage, looking for any kind of info they could get to reveal where maybe the thing was filmed at. So they started monitoring all of that stuff, along with the singer who came up with the video concept, his social media pages. So they ended up zeroing in on where this video was shot. They came and talked to the singer about all this and narrowed down where this guy lives. And so now the drug trafficker has been caught.
No.
Goodness.
All because he wanted to go be in some weird music video. And the video, it's kind of weird, kind of strange.
You've watched it?
I've watched some of it. I had to stop. It was kind of inappropriate.
You saw Francisco, though?
I saw Francisco.
He did a good job, at least? I mean,
Not really.
Not real good?
No, not too good. But, you know, it's kind of funny because I actually read this deal about rappers and cartoons. You hear about that? They're trying to mix together this rapper and a popular cartoon character.
No, I haven't heard about that, David.
They're going to call him Thugs Bunny.
That's bad. I'm done.
So you think all rappers are thugs?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
I mean,
that's not it.
It's 100% your joke.
Take a joke. Take a joke, bro.
Why are you getting nervous?
Okay, Big Perm's a thug. All right, Big Perm is a thug, and there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a wild story out, man. Check this out. Imagine if you knew you were going to be eating a human, right? Or the remains of a human. Legit, it's crazy. There's a 16-year-old girl in California who is being accused of baking cookies, but using her grandfather's ashes as an ingredient.
Stop it.
Taking them to school and having other students eat the cookies.
Dude, that didn't happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, news story. Nationwide, 16-year-old girl in Davis, California. And people are like, well, she was talking about like some mystery ingredients, but they never would have assumed that it was going to be her grandfather's ashes.
Why would someone do that?
I don't know, but it's like when you see that headline, you know, it almost stops you in your tracks and you're like, there's no way that can be a real story.
Mm.
You know, it seems like something you might see on some television show or some movie as a prank, right?
Yeah.
Like Dumb and Dumber and they're going to prank somebody.
Right.
But this is legit. And they're not exactly sure if she did this on her own, if other friends were involved, why she got the idea to include the ashes.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't know any of that stuff other than the reports are that is a true story and that the girl really did bake her grandfather's ashes into cookies that she fed her classmates.
Wow.
So I can tell you one thing. We're not going to have any of those cookies at Food Truck Fest.
No.
Our Food Truck Fest is this weekend. It's going to be Saturday, Gamble Home, the location, the Shop Local Park, which is right by Gamble Home in the Farville Curve. And I was going through that list of stuff again, right? And we talked about Cajun food and hamburgers and hot dogs and fried catfish and barbecue egg rolls and smoked chicken wings, loaded tater tots, deep fried Oreos. There's something called a deep fried bacon dog. Deep fried corn on the cob. Like, there's so many different great things. It makes me think of going to the fair, and what I love about the fair is the food.
The thing that stuck out to me, smoked armadillo eggs. But this is what it is. Jalapeno stuffed with cream cheese and cheddar cheese wrapped in ground sausage wrapped in bacon.
What in the world?
So basically, we're going to take over the Shop Local Park with all these different food trucks lined up, and then we're going to have a cornhole tournament where the grand prize is $1,000. All this is going on Saturday, 10 to 5. The weather's going to be pretty, so if you're looking for something to do with the family and eat fun stuff, Food Truck Fest 2018.
But, you know, there's something I want to add to that because, well, I consider myself an entrepreneur. I've decided to go out and launch a food truck. I consider this a preview to the Food Truck Fest we're having on Saturday. But it's happening today. It's happening this morning.
Well, no, the
this
Food
morning.
Truck Fest is Saturday.
Right.
No. This is a preview. You know how pop-up stores are extremely popular now?
Oh,
Kylie
like,
Jenner
yeah.
has a pop-up store in New York, and it sells out like that. I'm expecting the same type of thing. Brandon, big things are popping, baby. Big things are popping. Because
what? Big things are popping?
I've got a slew of interns outside that are prepping up my food truck for David the Barrel Boys. Mini Food Truck Fest preview that's happening this morning. I'm calling it my pop-up Pop-Tart food truck.
I have two questions. Number one, why are you yelling?
Because it's exciting news.
What is he screaming?
He is yelling.
This is a small room and you have a microphone.
I'm not screaming.
You're screaming.
I'm happy, man. Come on.
And then number two, like, what are you going to do? You're going to go out and try to sell food first thing this morning?
Well, yeah, I'm going to sell
food. Nobody even knows
food.
About your pop-up food truck.
It's my pop-up Pop-Tart food truck, okay?
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I have, I'm in conjunction with the station. I've talked to our owner. He thought it was the greatest idea he's ever heard. In fact, he's giving me a bonus, and he's letting me take out the K-Fine truck for my food truck.
That can't be a food truck.
Yes, it can.
You don't even have a cooler in that food truck.
I don't need a cooler because it's Pop-Tarts. Who eats Pop-Tarts cold?
Wait a minute.
Who's going to come to a truck and eat Pop-Tarts?
It's my pop-up Pop-Tart food truck. And I'm doing it this morning. David the Barrel Boy, big thing popping.
Oh, my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David the Barrel Boy heads out momentarily for, what is it called again?
It is the inaugural, first time ever, Pop-Tart. Excuse me. Papa, Pop-Tart, Food Truck Fest happening today. Brandon, big things popping today. Big things popping. I got a truckload of Pop-Tarts that are right outside inside my food truck. And in conjunction with K-Fine, I've talked to the owner here. Brandon, I talked to the owner, and he has said this is the best event he's ever put on in his many, many years in radio. And I will tell you right now, I'll tell you this. The Pop-Up Pop-Tart Food Truck Fest is going to be the biggest event to ever come to Northeast Arkansas or even the state of Arkansas.
I just want to put my hand over his mouth.
I do too. Or throw a shoe at him or something.
He's screaming. I don't know why in the world you want to do that because I have both kinds of Pop-Tarts, Brandon.
Stop
I've got strawberry and I've got blueberry. They're both the two best kinds
Wait,
of Pop-Tarts you can get.
I like s'mores. Do you have s'mores?
I said I have both kinds. I have both kinds. I have strawberry and I have blueberry.
Do they have icing?
Of course I have icing.
Well, some people get those ones without icing.
So you're going out to sell Pop-Tarts or give
it's
them away.
It's my pop-up Pop-Tart food
okay,
truck fest this
I
morning,
understand.
Brandon,
I'm
with
done.
Me, David the Barrel Boy. Big things popping. Big things popping.
I'm done.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And please don't yell.
Well, I was going to say, believe it or not, I'm not the only one who's got big things popping because Garth Brooks himself has got a pretty big show coming up to Notre Dame in just a couple of days, October the 20th. But what's cool about that, not only is the show sold out, not only is it the first show ever inside of Notre Dame Stadium, but it's also going to be on television now.
Really?
Yay. December the 2nd. He got a phone call from CBS. He didn't call CBS. CBS called Garth. That's how big he is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But they said, hey, we want to air this on TV, so that'll be happening December 2nd. It's a two-hour special. You don't want to miss out on that. And then on top of that, he announced a stadium tour he's going to be going on.
Dang, I'm going to that.
It's about 10 to 12 shows for the next 3 years, starting up in St. Louis in just a couple of weeks, and then he'll be going out to Glendale, Arizona to be doing shows out there. He couldn't say where he's going specifically, but he highly hinted he'll also be going to Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts where the Patriots play, and also AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Maybe he's going to be out at your food truck.
Yeah, maybe so. So Garth going on tour, that's big stuff. Last night was the CMT Artist of the Year performances, and they honored all these different females out there. Miranda Lambert gave a really strong speech about women needing to stick together. They closed out the night with Carrie Underwood, who is very pregnant, Runaway June, a new group, and then Maddie and Tay. I'll give you a little sample of what this sounded like last night, and then we have more on the blog today. Anyway, they go through and they do a bunch of the big female country hits. You can find that whole video on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com. It's kfin.com.
The Pistol Annies also performed last night at CMT's Artist of the Year event. It's made up of Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley. They did a song called Sugar Daddy. Here's a clip.
My sugar daddy's got diamonds in his watch, got a boat on the dock. Some sugar daddy.
If you want to watch the full performances from CMT's Artist of the Year event, head to the BBITM blog on KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Last night was A-State basketball. I got to host that. I posted photos on my Instagram, Brandon on KFIN. Tonight, A-State football. We hope to see you guys out there. That'll be fun as well.
You are so athletic this week.
Oh, man. I'm very much an athlete. You know, I never was in school, so I thought I'd become a part of the athletics department now.
Right.
Also, Halloween's right around the corner. We're thinking about this crazy story from, it's overseas in England, but a woman, probably like a lot of parents, is kind of considering not taking her kids trick-or-treating because it freaks her out. Like, she goes outside, it's dark, there's people everywhere, there's people dressed up, it makes her nervous. So she's put out an ad where she's saying that she will pay somebody $65 an hour.
Big things popping. It's David the Barrel Boy here. And today's a big day because today I'm going out and I'm going to do my pop-up Pop-Tart Food Truck Fest. Big things are popping.
I saw the truck leave a minute
ago. Why are you back?
I forgot my hat. It's somewhere around here. I don't know where it went off to.
Your what?
I got to get my hat. My chef's hat. Because I'm cooking for people. I'm giving them Pop-Tarts, Brandon. I'm giving them Pop-Tarts because my pop-up Pop-Tart Food Truck.
I'm asking you not to scream.
I'm not screaming. I'm just here talking.
And your hat. This is why do you have this hat?
I have this hat because Brandon, I need the
hat.
It's
Pop-Tarts, David.
But it draws attention.
You're not
cooking.
This is like pouring cereal into a bowl.
It's putting a Pop-Tart into a microwave.
But I'll tell you this: it's going to be a big day. I'm going to hit the road. I'm heading right down the road over here.
Great. Do you have a microwave or who puts Pop-Tarts in a microwave?
I don't know. I just said that.
Well, a toaster. You have a toaster oven or something?
Well, I don't really have a toaster, but, you know, these Pop-Tarts, they're high quality, Brandon. They're high quality.
Well, they have to be warm, in my opinion.
No, don't eat them cold.
Yeah, they don't have to be that warm.
You're going
to
hand them out cold?
They're going to be good.
Are you selling them or are you giving them out? What are you chomping at?
Well, I'm hungry. I'm thinking about my Pop-Tarts. My strawberry and blueberry Pop-Tarts. Here's the deal for you. This is the best deal you're going to get all day. $5 a Pop-Tart, $10 for a pack of them.
No, it's not good if you sell Pop-Tarts. You can't sell another.
Heck, I'll even lower the price for you today. $9 for a pack. If you buy two Pop-Tarts for me right now, right here today, $9.
So you're not going to take somebody's money. I'm not going to let you take somebody's
money.
You're in our truck. You can't take somebody's money while you're
I've already talked to the owner of the truck, Brandon.
He's not going to let that happen. We don't charge people for stuff.
It's what only $9 for two Pop-Tarts.
It's not a good deal. You could buy 4 or 5 boxes for that.
That's a great deal. I'm going to tell you right now, that's the best deal you're going to get all day. $9 for my two Pop-Tarts. That's a discount today from David the Barrel Boy on the Pop-Up Pop-Tart food truck fest happening today.
I don't even know what to say.
You should say, that's a great deal.
That's a fantastic deal. Horrible. Baby. And as he said all morning, big things.
Big things popping, Brandon. Big things popping.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I understand that David the Barrel Boy is actually on location this morning, and we want to check in with him and see what's happening this morning. David, are you there?
Yeah, Brandon, I'm here. Big things popping, because today is a big day. It's David the Barrel Boy's pop-up Pop-Tart food truck, and I've got my interns out here. I've got my crew out here. We're giving away as many Pop-Tarts as we can. Excuse me. We're going to sell as many Pop-Tarts as we can this morning, Brandon. We're selling them at $9 per package, $5 per Pop-Tart.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's a pretty good deal. In fact, you know what I'll do right now? I'll make a bigger deal on the radio right now with you guys on the phone right here. I will say the next customer that comes up gets it for $8.
No one's going to show up.
No, David. So
people are going to show up.
Food Truck Fest Saturday, you know, it's going to be different than what you're trying to perpetrate out there. They're doing like deep fried Oreos. They're doing creative stuff.
They're actually making things.
Yeah, you're just handing out. You can't even warm up the Pop-Tarts.
Hey, hang on just a second. Let me walk to the back of the truck right here. I got me a big old variety pack of Pop-Tarts here, and I got both kinds. I've got strawberry and I've got blueberry.
That's not good.
So if anybody wants to stop by, I'm here at the Big Lodge parking lot, and it's big things popping, Brandon.
Big things popping.
Food Truck Fest. Right. David the Barrel Boy's pop-up Pop-Tart Food Truck Fest.
Okay, all right. We'll see you later.
Bye, David.
Yeah. I'll be here. I've got both kinds of strawberries. Strawberry and blueberry.
What is happening?
He says variety pack, but there's only two.
That's not a variety pack.
No.
You gotta have the brown sugar ones, man.
Ooh, are those good?
Brown sugar.
See, s'mores are good. Mm-hmm. David actually told us before, like legit, he would buy the Pop-Tarts that didn't have frosting. Like, I didn't even realize they sold them.
I'm going to say,
you can't give those away.
No.
What about crust? Do you eat the crust on a Pop-Tart?
If it has icing.
Well, see, they never have icing all the way to the sides.
All the way.
Okay. I'm just going to share.
Confess.
A little of my OCD-ness.
Yes.
I eat the crust all the way around first.
No, you don't.
You save the best for last.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Here's my OCD. I will get a knife and I will cut all of the crust off. That way, it's all the goodness.
I just eat it normal.
Yeah, well, that's not nearly as exciting as me and Rodney. Rodney Poff from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine joins us in the studio this morning. Hey, the great thing about Mr. Poff and I, we do a lot of different things and go to different events. And we snapped a picture the other night at the March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction.
Did I see that picture? Or did you post that one?
Oh, yeah, I posted it because I thought we looked like two studs.
Oh.
Didn't you feel good about yourself that night when you dressed up and stuff? Hello?
Sure. Yes, Brandon.
Say.
Sorry.
I thought we looked pretty nice together. Not, you know.
You were the one that
was as a couple.
Needing glasses up there, too, though. Uh-huh. So I'm not sure I can say that you were.
I am going to say that David and I both got a text during the event that said, Brandon desperately needs glasses.
And if I would have known that when we had the picture taken, I would have given you my glasses.
So I'm up there on stage in front of, like, you know, this is like a who's who of, you know, city and important people and stuff like that. And I realize they've dimmed the lights and I can't read the script.
Oh my goodness.
So they had to go and get me a little lamp, like a desk lamp to put up there on the podium.
Wow.
And the auctioneer was so worried that I wasn't going to be able to read it. Last night at basketball, they were like, hey, can you read the starting lineups for the scrimmage? And I'm like, yeah, I've never done that before, but that sounds kind of fun. He was like, number four at center. He was that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Then they turned the lights off in the arena, and I was like, oh my gosh.
You had to get your phone, didn't you?
I had to do my phone, but I couldn't get it started fast enough. It was like stall moments.
Wow.
Anyway, Rodney Poff joins us this morning from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. Your Jonesboro.com event roster. Hey, guess what? Alive After 5 is back tonight.
I don't think they're going to have to weather cancel this one.
Yay. No.
Yeah.
We talked to Lindsay Wingo about that, and it was like the summer was such a hassle because either rain or 105.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now it looks nice.
Looks good. It's downtown Jonesboro, 5 to 8 tonight. Downtown Jonesboro Association will host Alive After 5 in the parking lot beside Eleanor's Pizzeria. The theme, appropriately, is Pumpkin Palooza.
Yeah.
So come out to that and then turn around and go to the game.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice night for football, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely fall now. Yeah. Game night, A-State versus Georgia State. Kickoff is at 6:30.
All right, we've talked about Saturday quite a bit. Food Truck Fest 2018, the list of the food trucks and some of the things are up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also, the Cornhole Classic, if you're good at that. And we had some contestants last night who played cornhole at the A-State basketball game. One guy's like, I haven't played this in 30 years. Five in a row to start. Yeah.
Wow, he's a ringer.
Yeah, it seemed like, if this guy went to the Cornhole Classic, he might win. That's happening on Saturday. Also, it's a big weekend in dice.
It is. The Johnny Cash Heritage Festival, of course, it's starting today. Today and tomorrow, they will have events there.
Right.
But Saturday, starting at noon, live concerts. Jamie Johnson, Alison Krauss, John Carter Cash, Anna Christina Cash. I think there's going to be more than that as well.
That's neat.
But those first two, man, that's big.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, that's huge. Go to JohnnyCashHeritageFestival.com for more info.
All right, so the Foundation of Arts has performances at kickoff this weekend as well.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame at the Forum. Foundation of Arts presents The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Show dates and times: Saturday, Monday, next Thursday and Friday, 7:30.
Right.
Sunday the 21st at 2 o'clock. Purchase tickets online at box office at foajonesboro.org or call 935-2726.
And our very own Mitch Mahan from K-Fine Afternoons is a part of this.
I saw him in the parking lot on the way in, and he was excited, man.
He said he's been studying, though, because like there's all kinds of, what is it? What do you learn, Latin or French? Is that the same thing?
No, it's not the same.
No. I was just testing you to see if you knew that, Rodney, because I didn't figure you did.
You were just testing. All right. Him. Yeah.
Let's move on past that.
I do think the original was French. But
well, he's trying to learn French.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move past that. Man, you sounded silly right there. All right, live music across K-Fine Country. Attention, members and guests. Tonight at the Brick House is Steak Night and Karaoke. Tomorrow night, the Arkansas Brothers at the Brick. And on Saturday, Crafton Brothers and DJ Ice Tray at the Brick House.
J-Town's Grill tonight will have Eli Adams. Friday, Terry Carter and Tony Spinner. And Saturday, the Jones Brothers.
501 Steakhouse. Tomorrow night, Delaney Taylor. And Saturday, Blaine Pillow.
Hey, I want to brag on Delaney. She was really good the other night March of Dimes event,
yes,
too.
Yes, she really is.
Sully's coming up tonight. Colin Kidd and John Jones. And then Friday night, tomorrow night, it's karaoke at Sully's.
Omar's Uptown Friday night will have Carrie Lee.
Upper Crust on Shelby Drive, Saturday, Buford Stewart.
All right, Eleanor's Pizzeria Thursday night. That's tonight. Dylan Kate. Tomorrow night, Scott Snellgrove. And on Saturday, Vicky and Sonny.
Recovery Room Friday night. We'll have Blaine Pillow and Saturday, Grant Camp.
And Doe's Eat Place tomorrow night, Jacob Brumley. And Saturday, John Jones.
Find out all about the events, all about the music, all about Occasions Magazine, all of that stuff when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every Jonesboro.com event roster,
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy is out on location this morning. We have Food Truck Fest 2018 coming up on Saturday. Lots of great items out there. And we were going through that list of different foods. And we're like, man, this is like a carnival affair midway out there at Shop Local Park by Gamble Home.
Yeah, you're going to want to try something at every single food truck.
Yeah, and there's no admission fee to go out there and go and try all these different food trucks. Now, of course, the food trucks all have different things for, you know, prices for what they're going to try to serve. But at the same point, you don't have to pay an entry fee to come out there and be a part of the event. So David the Barrel Boy decides he wants to go out and launch his own food truck. Mm-hmm. But he's not real creative, and I guess he's not a great cook.
Yeah.
Have you seen what he posted on Instagram?
I did, and I was scared I was going to get in trouble because he was yelling, and I was trying to turn my volume on my phone down.
He's basically doing a commercial for his pop-up food truck. Should we play
Pop-up Pop-Tart food truck.
Yeah, he has Pop-Tarts, by the way. You want to hear what this sounds like?
Sure.
I've just seen the video. I haven't actually heard the audio.
Big thanks, Poppin', here at the Big Lots parking lot, because today is the day of David the Barrel Boy, that's me, of the Big Pop-Tart Pop-Up Food Truck Fest. As you can see, I got me my big old food truck fest going on right here in the Big Lots parking lot. A slew of customers are out here already lining up to get my amazing Pop-Tarts. And we have our big food truck fest. You don't show that. Big food truck fest happening on Saturday at the Shop Local Park at Gamble Home. But today, this is the preview of what you're going to be seeing on Saturday. In fact, follow me here. Come on.
No.
Oh, let's go this way.
It's not a preview.
What we got right here, a big old variety pack of my Pop-Tart. As you can see, we got both kinds, strawberry and blueberry, and even a little bit of cherry. I call both. That a bonus. But today is the day. If you stop by right now, you can get a whole pack of them for just $9. That's $9 right here. That's a great deal on these Pop-Tarts, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to say big things popping at the pop-up Pop-Tart food truck fest.
God. He can't even get it right.
Prop-Tart.
Prop-Tarts. It's a Prop-Tart. You can check out David's commercial. I guess he's shooting 60-second commercials now on his Instagram, David on KFIN. I'm told now he's on the phone.
Oh.
What is he on the
phone
for?
If he starts yelling right off the bat.
Are you there?
Brandon, that's right. I'm here on the phone with you beautiful people today because like I told you earlier, big things are popping and it's popping out here in the Big Lot parking lot because I've got both kinds of strawberry, blueberry, and I still have a couple of those cherries. Like I said, I call that a bonus at David the Barrel Boys' first ever pop-up Pop-Tart food truck fest.
David, how many people so far have bought the deal of the two Pop-Tarts for $9?
Well, what I'll tell you right now, Kelly, is there have been so many people out here, I can't even count. There have been so many people coming out wanting those strawberry and blueberry and cherry Pop-Tarts. It's just been a remarkable morning. I'll tell you that. A remarkable morning.
Remarkable.
Thank you, David. David's pop-up Pop-Tart food truck fest. I don't know. The Real Food Truck Fest is happening on Saturday. Gamble Home. They're going to have all kinds of great stuff out there. The list of some of the items that are available at facebook.com/KFIN1079.
It's Brandon Baxter in the morning.
They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
On 107.9 KFIN.
David the Barrel Boy went out this morning and did a long commercial and yelled and screamed about his whole...
Big things pop.
If he says big things popping one more time... I'm choking him out.
I think at one point that was a cool phrase. He's totally killed it.
He's messed it up.
Big things popping because it's my pop-up Pop-Tart food truck fest.
Right, and it doesn't look like anybody...
I'm going to go there for you, Dave.
Yeah, it looks awful.
Look what I got right here. I got a customer sitting right next to me. She got herself a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it's me because there's none that were left, so I felt sorry for him and decided to eat one.
That's $12.
Wait a minute. They were $9 a minute ago.
Well, not as many people bought them as I thought, so I got to up the price a little bit. That's $12.
Now that he delivered them, because there's a delivery fee.
So that's $15. I didn't think about that. Thank you, Brandon.
Man, this is the most expensive Pop-Tart ever.
You mentioned that that you took out one of our interns, right?
Yep. My boy, Nate.
Yeah, well...
I bet he does not want you referring to him like as your boy.
He's my friend.
What is happening? All right, so you want to be Nate or Nathan? What do you want me to call you?
Nate.
Well, he can answer, David.
Oh, sorry.
He can
speak. Sorry.
I know he's an intern, but...
I mean, Nate or Nathan, I usually just go by Nathan, but
right.
It's okay.
Nate.
That's what I know him as, is Nathan. But Nate's I didn't know if he told David, like, call me Nate.
I call him Nate.
Well, why don't you call people by the name
David
they want to be called?
David thinks it's cool for some reason.
Apparently, David's the only one that can call me Nate.
Right. Yeah. This is all so weird. But you were out there with him, right?
Oh, yeah.
And were you the camera guy for the video?
I was. I was the cinematographer for the 90s 60-second commercial.
So I saw great. In the video where you were going to show the people, like the crowd, and then he stopped you.
They all disappeared. They just ran away.
Was there ever anybody there?
Of course.
David,
be
this
serious.
Is up to Nate.
Yeah, we're talking to Nate.
You know, I was holding the camera. I couldn't really see behind me. When I turned the camera, they were gone.
Yeah,
they disappeared.
Right.
Yeah,
out of there.
So maybe they were there. At
or
one
just
point.
Shy. They were shy. They were camera shy.
Camera shy. Right.
Yeah.
There were hundreds.
I was looking at the shadows. I didn't see shadows of anybody but two people.
I didn't see any scurrying.
And you're right by a highway, David, and nobody stopped.
Of course they stopped, Brandon. You just missed the people out there. You just missed them.
So Food Truck Fest is actually happening on Saturday at Shop Local Park, right? But which is right by Gamble Home in the Farville Curve. We have anywhere 11 or 12 food trucks so far.
Right.
I don't know that yours is going to qualify for this.
The pop-up Pop-Tart food truck?
I don't think it's going to work.
I think big things popping here at the Food Truck Fest on Saturday with the pop-up Pop-Tart food truck.
Well, I would there's people doing barbecue nachos, street tacos, Cajun food, catfish, red beans and rice, loaded tater tots, fried Oreos, strawberry nachos, all these great things. And I think just taking out cold Pop-Tarts doesn't work.
Well, Brandon, what I'll tell you is all that food sounds great. But it all sounds great after you got a Pop-Tart first. At the pop-up Pop-Tart food truck at the Food Truck Fest happening on Saturday at the Shop Local Park at Gamble Home.
Where?
At the Farville Curve.
No, I was where big things are popping. I was giving you the chance.
Oh. Big things popping. Big things popping.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know who makes it easy? A guest that's fun to have in the room that we get to laugh with and kid around with that we really see all over the place. Like Jerry Allison is one of those guys who you can't escape when you're out in town. Right? You're
everywhere. I'm everywhere.
What happens, man? Do you just go around and hang out or what?
You know what? For a guy my age, and I'm 73, really, that sounds ancient, but I feel like I'm 30 or 40 years old, you know, and try to work circles around everybody. But we have, you know, I have a good time, you know, and I think I'm dead set that you keep working every day. I've unretired four times since I reached 62. look out, people, I'm still coming on.
Did you guys hear when Jerry walked into the room that he said he was the hardest worker in all of Centennial Bank? Did you hear that, David?
I heard him saying that. I heard those exact words. That's the first thing he said when he walked in.
That is true. I am the hardest worker at Centennial Bank, and I'll vote for that. Yeah, there's a couple of other guys. Guys might get close, you know, but that'd be about it. Wow, we have a good time. Hey, and really, we have a good time out there too.
Yeah,
we work hard, but we have a great environment to work. Centennial.
So for the last, I don't know how many years we've been talking to you right before the Crowley's Ridge Cruisers car show. Every year, it's you and it's Howard Dykus. And Howard typically comes in here with you, and you pick on Howard a little bit. And I noticed when you got here today, Howard's not here.
Howard is having a little work done on his house, so he went to. So he got these guys, and they say, "Hey, Howard, you got a soft place here in the floor." So he walks in the bathroom, see where soft place is. And you know what?
What?
He stepped right on the soft place, went through the floor, straddled the 2x6.
No,
and he.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. And he scraped his leg a little bit and his shoulder. But he's all right. But let me tell you something.
What?
Howard's a whiner.
Why is he whining? What's he
whining
about? He's
whining and crying over there. Oh, I'm hurt. This feels so bad.
Oh, Howard.
But he'll be back there tomorrow night, and he'll be there tomorrow night and Saturday. So Howard's a good guy, and the only thing we differ on is he's a Ford and Oldsmobile guy, and I'm a Chevy guy.
There you go. So Howard Dykus, if anybody knows Howard Dykus, he fell through the floor. So
no, right, yeah. But he's okay.
Just send cards.
All right, so the car show, the annual car show, this has been going on 17 years. That's crazy to me that it's been happening that long. But it's actually kicking off tomorrow night with some events, right?
Right. Tomorrow night we're going to kick it off at the Cash Saver out here on Southwest Drive. And it'll be a $200 poker run. Bring $5 and you can go out and go to different places. We'll stop at places like Sonic on Nettleton. We'll stop at Centennial Bank. We'll stop at O'Reilly's and Sonic. And we'll have a great time. And and Home Depot, we'll stop there. And we're going to have then you'll come back and we'll feed you hamburgers and take care of you. And all that money that we raised Friday night will go to the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry, another one of our charities that we try to help. And then that we'll have all that fun tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then Saturday morning is where it's at.
That's a big show, man.
That's it. 8 o'clock in the morning, registration starts out. It'll be registration from 8 until noon. We're going to have all kinds of things going up there. We'll have vendors. We'll have cars, trucks. And we're just going to have a big day.
It's huge.
And it's free to the public. Free to the public. Come out there and bring, if your family wants something to do to have a little fun, come out there and enjoy the car show with us, because we're going to show you some really, really neat automobiles.
Yeah.
I think we should have between 100 and 150 vehicles.
Oh, that's crazy.
Cars and trucks.
And they're all going to be outside. It's going to be beautiful on Saturday morning, and you guys are going to be at the Miracle League Park, right?
Right. We'll be at the Miracle League Park. That's where it is. It kicks off there. And rain or shine, but it's not going to rain.
It's going to shine.
No, it's going to shine. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. We'll have a largest club award. We'll have the Ladies' Choice, People's Choice, Best Motorcycle. Our top 15 is one of our things that we really like to do. We pull 15 cars out there that are, you know, we think are really, really exceptional vehicles. Right. And one of the things I'm tickled to death about that we do every year is we have a kiddies car shows. And this kiddie car shows is if you've got a young lady or a young man and they have a pedal car, we love pedal cars, pedal tractors, electric cars, stuff like that. Bring them out there and they put them in and we'll put them in a little area out there and fence it off, and they'll have their own little show. And it's not competitive, but every child out there will get a trophy. So come on out and, you know, it's you know, we just trying to get the kids to have some interest in the show.
Well, I love that too, because I've taken my son out there. You know, you see, you know, dads and families go out there. You see grandparents go pick up the grandkids and they go out to the mm-hmm. car show. Again, it's been happening for so long, but when people get there, both as just people who attend and people who are in the show, there's a chance to win different prizes too, right?
Oh, right. Yes. We have things going all day long, and you know, we have a lot of things that are fun and all that. And we have some serious things too. We will have we'll recognize our veterans.
Right.
And then we'll recognize, believe it or not, you know, talk about club getting a little older. We've lost 5 members in this last year that are our club members. So we're going to recognize those folks. You know, and I'll tell you one thing. We would not be able to put on this show. Without the help of the Jonesboro A&P Commission. The Jonesboro A&P Commission helps us every year. And so we can be bigger and better. And well, I've got a lot of people that come into Jonesboro on Friday and spend the night, and then they'll be at the show the next mm-hmm. day. But it's a fun show for everybody. It's a car show and swap meet. And like I say, the food cruise starts at Cash Saver on Friday night. And the car show is at the Miracle League Complex on 500 South Caraway. So it's a fun time for everybody. We'd love to have you out there. And like I say, free to the public.
Boom.
Come out there and have fun with us.
Find out more right now at facebook.com/Crowley's Ridge Cruisers Car Club. That's where you can find out more. And Jerry Allison, we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Howard. Couldn't make it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we learned a couple of months ago that Garth Brooks is doing the first ever country concert at Notre Dame Stadium. It holds over 80,000 people. But on top of that, now we have learned that not only is the show happening this weekend on the 20th, but it's also going to be recorded to later be put on CBS December 2nd, which is awesome news. A 2-hour special coming on that. And on top of that news, it's never ending with Garth. He's going on another stadium tour that starts in the spring, starting off in St. Louis, the big dome they have there. But he'll be doing about 30 stadiums in total, 10 to 12 per year. He also hinted that he'll be doing Glendale, Arizona. He'll be doing Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the Patriots play, and also AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
You know he's going to add more.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be crazy. Like I can still visualize that Texas Stadium show from the 90s. Oh. Where he's smashing the guitars and there's fire everywhere.
Oh, just imagine that on this massive stadium tour.
In stadiums, you can do even more of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you said there's a dome in St. Louis?
Yeah, there's a dome in St. Louis. I think it's where the Rams used to play, but they moved off to L.A., so yeah.
I want to go to one in a dome. Yeah, that way it's not too hot, right?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, so big stuff with Garth. Also, we have some news from last night's CMT Artist of the Year. First of all, Loretta Lynn was supposed to be there to be honored as like a Lifetime Achievement Award, but she was sick and couldn't make it. Now, one of the people who was there was Carrie Underwood. She got to close out the show, heavily pregnant, really pretty though, and she did kind of a collaboration of all these, a medley of all these different really strong female songs, and she was joined by Maddie and Tay and the new band Runaway June. Here's a little sneak peek at what happened last night with Carrie Underwood. So again, it's Carrie Underwood, Runaway June, Maddie and Tay. That's up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
The Pistol Annies also performed last night at CMT's Artist of the Year event, which is made up of Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley. They did a song called Sugar Daddy, and here's a clip.
My sugar daddy's got diamonds in his watch, got a boat on the dock, called it why not? I'm his lady, give me some sugar daddy.
If you want to watch the full performances from CMT's Artist of the Year event, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have videos and photos up of David and his, what's it called again?
My Pop-Tart Pop-Up Food Truck Fest.
Where big things are popping.
Big things are popping. Big things are popping.
Videos on Facebook, social media, all over the place if you want to go check that stuff out. Don't forget A-State football tonight. Kickoff is set for 6:30, Centennial Bank Stadium. We're going to be out there early in First Community Bank tailgate community, kicking off the day, having a great time. So tailgates are always fun because, you know, we just get to kind of hang out and hang out. Right? I mean, food and beverages and all that kind of stuff.
So. Absolutely.
So, David What's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, the A-State game is on. I want to mention that ESPNU, so if you get that channel, that'll be on TV tonight. But you also have Thursday Night Football, 7:15 on the Fox Television Network with the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Denver Broncos. That's a thriller. You also have, I guess your Halloween specials are starting to come on TV, because tonight you got two of them, two big ones. It's the great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Yeah, that's good.
7 o'clock on CBS, and right after that is Toy Story of Terror, 7:30 on CBS. But you also have, of course, The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Murphy Brown, all that kind of stuff, The Good Place, Superstore, Will and Grace, I Feel Bad, Supernatural, Station 19, SWAT, How to Get Away with Murder, and that's what's on TV tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.